Nick Sheldon. I wonder if that, where's Adrian? Does that apply to elders, that 20% of the elders do 80% of the work? I asked Adele and she punched me in my ribs and she said no. This last year was really for me like it was, God was positioning us for what's coming. 10 elders, 9 couples, 1 single, came onto team, which is awesome. And Adele and I have the privilege of training as another 20. And for the first time now, kind of emerging across the sites, plurality of eldership. It's exactly what we want to see. Of course, it's one eldership team for the whole church, but so important that from local areas like Yeovil, 3 elders released, prayed for. And this, amongst this new group that we're working with, there are many others that are being trained so that eventually every site's going to have plurality of eldership. There's so much benefit in that. It's a biblical thing. And please pray for that. Leaders don't just kind of fall out the sky. And we don't go to elders.com and just pick a few and then, ask Takealot to deliver them. They are born in the life of the church. Actually, we stand alone at often the South African churches that we work with as crazy because most other places, they go to seminary, they get ordained there, and then they kind of look for a job in a church. But we say amongst our sons and daughters, there are those that are called and we committed to work with them. And as Ian said, recognize, raise, release. And we don't only raise them for what we do in at Cornerstone, we raise them for the nations. And as I said, among our elders currently, there are 5 that are kind of praying through what's next, Lord, because it's church plots or strategic relocations. And we'll continue to trust God for that, throw the doors open because that's where we're headed. I thought just to end with, I want to give a bit of history of sites and how we work with them. I think sometimes we can forget that actually Cornerstone is expressed in 10 different geographical regions across the city. And the more we go and visit the others, the more we hear report back, the more we understand what God's doing in the city. So Cornerstone was planted 40 whatever years ago in this Bedford View area and became a very recognizable church in the suburb. And so through prayer, and we resisted this idea, God said to us, I want to take you from a church in the suburb to a church in the city. And so what he did is he lifted our eyes up and he said, I want you to see that the city is a harvest field that needs to be addressed with the gospel. And that's where we see suddenly a flood of leaders and people getting involved. So it's in obedience to God that we started. And I remember the very first site planted was the last report back, which was Uptown. And we, on one Sunday, because we'd lost complete sight of the city, we had a bus going up and down, taking us to Braamfontein so we could fall in love with our city again. And believe it or not, some of our city hosts some of the most, areas that most people wouldn't want to go into. Rocky Street, they say, is the most dangerous street in the whole of South Africa. Did you know that? But yet God has got us there with a church that we're reaching out to the community. Outreaches on a Saturday, outreaches on a Tuesday, Clint. Where are you? Yeah, on a Tuesday, hey. And awesome privilege to be able to do that. You heard, what the report back about Yeovil is. God is doing something significant. And so we thank God. And so this isn't it. There are way more to come as we look at the city. So we've had this great group of people at Bedford View, many gifts, guys with talent, girls with talent. And so through us declaring this bigger vision that God showed us, many, many more were able to get involved. And we saw guys go out on 3 months, 6 months. Some went out and didn't come back and relocated to those areas. So keep praying that we don't just maintain what God has given us, that we pioneer as well. So are you praying into Soweto? Because God has said to us we're going to reach there. And I know the South and Uptown are in a race to see who's going to plant first. Maybe you just do it together and then it's easier. I think that's a good idea. And then we this year are going to go and have coffee on purpose and go and walk around Midrand. It's probably one of the most booming areas in Johannesburg. You go there and they're just like, you know, it's, I don't know what it is. It's just housing communities all over. And we felt for a while that that's one of the areas God's going to lead us to. But as you walk around the city, or as you think of the city, as you drive through the city, please don't stop praying. It's like, for me, the Jerusalem church had a massive impact on the city. And by the time God had did what he had done, there were, I think it was 25% of that city was in the local church. And you know, our city kind of brags and says, you know, there's 60, 70% of people, you know, are Christian, but we want to see them following the right gospel. And so we got a job on our hands locally. We don't want to lose sight of that. We want to keep trusting God. And you know, many, many more from, not just from Bedford View, but from other sites are going to be going out to help us pioneer in other areas. What's the idea? It's not to increase the sphere of the franchise. We have Bill, who helps us understand this. He knows how all of that works from a sales perspective. But we want to see opportunity given for people to be born again. And the kind of brief from the scriptures is make disciples of all nations. And if we don't do it where we are, then what's the reality of it out there? So we start right where we are. And the way we do it is to plant. Are we still planting churches? That's the question. Yeah. We had one last year planted into Kempton Park, Lusani Malumba, and that's going well. He's slowly but surely they're gathering people. People are getting born again because of church planting. What's the difference between church planting and sites? Anybody want to give me a... Okay, give me a... Tell me, Carl. If he doesn't get this right, woo!
Off. Church planting, I would say, is that God has given somebody, an individual or a couple, a vision that they would go and establish what God wants them to do. Whereas a site plant would be that they would still be under the vision of the whole eldership team here at Cornerstone.
Very good. Do you want to improve on that, Greg? Were you happy with that? That was Greg put his hand up. That's the thing. If you have a vision to plant a church in Joburg, we want to get behind you as much as we would with a site. But it's you under God feel like God is calling you to do it. We'll even advertise it, and we've done it in the past where 50, 60 people at a time have gone out. We planted over 10, 12 churches already. And over the past period while we've been doing sites, it's slowed down a bit. But we are still planting churches. Wherever God leads us, we will plant those and keep encouraging guys and girls to do exactly that. So, yes, for me, what has happened, God has added an arrow into our quiver on how to reach the city. And that is through expanding the Bedford View footprint so that we can continue to reach more and more. And then through sites, is to impact areas where nobody would plant. Nobody's putting up their hand for Yeovil. Yeah, I'm going to plant there, or Bromfontein, or other areas. But we, under God, are doing that. And then, of course, we're still planting churches. And so I think the brilliance of this is in our togetherness, we're able to support areas that could not sustain themselves when it comes to reaching those areas and discipling venues. We've never, ever before paid rent, because this property was given to us. Obviously, we pay all the utilities, but now, Glenn, 140,000 rand a month goes towards seeing the gospel preached in our city. Isn't that awesome? And that's probably just under 10% of what we get in as going out. Never mind the other money that goes out via whatever, you know, apostolic ministry is taking place. And so, you know, yes, the big deal. You know, often it's just, well, Bedford View's got it covered. No, we all got it covered. In other words, every single site, we have one bank account. We don't have separate bank accounts. I think as soon as we do that, then some guys are going to have like deep-seated carpets and seats and fancy systems. No, we want to pool it so that we can address the city with the gospel and accomplish that. So what makes us one church? cornerstone, vision and values. That's exactly. Each church has got a board up. Where's ours? There's it there, the Bedford View one. And you can see it's one church in the city. So it's one eldership team. It's one vision and values. It's one set of finances. And there are many things that we do together. There's a body of doctrine that we've developed on how to raise leaders, how to follow up, how to kind of address marriage and so on. And then, of course, there's one relationship that we have with the translocal team. We partner with NCMI, so that's what makes us one. And increasingly, it does become, you know, quite a thing to keep all of this from becoming purely administrative and relational. And so I want to encourage you as leaders, take your life group to visit another site. Take whatever areas of responsibility you have and start to pray for others around the city as well. I think it's an important thing. And then, of course, we have combined celebrations, one Sundays a month. Tomorrow's one. Can't wait for that. They've become the highlight of my life. You know, there is no bigger meeting that we host than one Sundays. And you know, obviously pretty soon we're going to have to go to the stadiums. Anybody got contacts with the tennis stadium, Stenebank Arena? I think that's our next stop. Now, not for tennis, Adele. Yes, Adele's like so worldly, really. As we do know by nature of what God's called us to, that's going to happen. So pray for tomorrow. Then we have men's and women's times as well, which is awesome. We have kind of many other things that NCMI organizes. There's some celebrations in the evenings. We've got city celebrations. All of these big rocks are important, as is this. It is amazing how kind of I feel there should be so many more coming to this, because we're trying to orientate ourselves according to what God is saying. But what a privilege it is being together. So do you all have a link to the Cornerstone calendar? Do you know how to get there? Do you all get our newsletters where you just directly have already made sure it goes to spam and then from spam to the bin? Those over there got some important info on what to pray for and so on some of the trips that we're going to do. And for me, you know, we could kind of talk about our translocal responsibility. Outside of the city, there's just so much God has given us. You know, trips into Botswana, Namibia, there's the European countries, North America, there's New Zealand, there's places all over. And we need to stretch ourselves to get involved with those. And so make sure you know the big rocks so that you can commit yourself to that, you and your life group. Are there any questions before we close? Happy. I hope more than happy. Joyful. Finances. We aren't going to give a report back. We will give a proper report back. The last financial year was probably way better than the previous one, probably only 1 month where we battled a little bit with salaries, but the faithfulness of God was seen in every single way. Perhaps that area to trust God together, and like Grant said, have faith for the bigness of what he's called us to do. Because, you know, you move in for another rent. I think, what does Uptown cost a month? 56K a month, so that we can preach the gospel in Bromfontein. Listen, the landlords over there are, there's a word like doing us over. In that respect, we need to, our renewal's coming up soon. And we're going to offer them 50% of that. We really are. But please pray. Father, your promises are that there would be an abundance. That's it. That's how God operates. And so we trust you and we have faith, not to meet a budget. We want to go and take more areas with whatever you've called us to do. Awesome. Let's pray together, and then we're out of here.